Receive the joy of your glory. Give thanks to God, who has called you into the heavenly kingdom. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome you all to this special Divine Mercy Sunday Mass that we're offering here at St. Albert the Great in Austin, Texas. And as we now prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins, knowing that we have a merciful God who desires to forgive us of all our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Now pray the Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We'll now begin with our reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. All came upon everyone, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their property and possessions and divide them among all according to each one's need. Every day, they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area and to breaking bread in their homes. They ate their meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying favor with all the people. And every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting.
Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord helped me. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. The joyful shout of victory in the tents of the just. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it.
Second reading, the letter from the first letter of St. Paul, Peter. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God has safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, although now for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that is perishable even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him, yet you believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attend to the goals of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are they who have not seen me, but still believe. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, I trust in you. I invite you to pray that with me. Jesus, I trust in you. If one wants to sum up a devotion to divine mercy, those words that are at the bottom of the Divine Mercy image, I think, are an excellent summary. Of course, written in many different languages throughout the world. But that same meaning, Jesus, I trust in you. You see, I think that's one of the greatest crises we are experiencing right now, with the pandemic and everything going on. So many people, I think, are losing trust. Trust in God, trust in others, trust in government, trust in themselves. I see and hear a tremendous loss of trust happening in so many different ways. How appropriate that today on Divine Mercy Sunday, we have an opportunity to reaffirm our trust in God. Today is the last day of the octave of Easter. Those 8 days that the church gives us to especially celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And how appropriate that St. Pope John Paul II gave us this beautiful opportunity on the last day of this octave to celebrate God's divine mercy. Because the resurrection is all about mercy. Jesus suffered. Jesus died and Jesus rose from the dead because he said, "I do not want you to remain in your sufferings forever, but I want you to rise on the last day. I want you to enter into my mercy. I want to alleviate all of your sufferings, your misery, the misery that comes from your sin, the misery comes from the presence of sin in the world, the misery that has existed in the world ever since original sin entered in. I want to bring relief to all those who are miserable. Jesus, I trust in you." And as we meditate on the image that's in front of us, the Divine Mercy image, it's a very beautiful image. The Divine Mercy image has kind of two forms. One version of the Divine Mercy image, the original, has Jesus looking down. If you ever see that image, some people don't like that image because of how they think that Jesus isn't looking at them. Some prefer the image that is here behind our altar that has Jesus looking at us. Whichever image you look at, each image has a gaze of mercy associated with it. In the original image, when Jesus' eyes appear to be looking down, it's the gaze of Jesus from the cross. Jesus is looking down because it's like he's looking down at us at the foot of his cross. And he's gazing us with eyes of mercy. If one sees the image here behind the altar, where it seems like Jesus is looking directly at us, again, it's meant to be a gaze of mercy. And I like to say that that is the gaze that Jesus used in today's gospel when he greeted his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." So powerful, those words. Peace be with you. I can imagine that as Jesus offered them, as Jesus gazed on them with his merciful eyes, that he dispelled much of their fear because they were very afraid. They were locked away out of fear. And isn't that something that we can relate to right now? So many being stuck in their homes, doing the stay-at-home orders, etc. And we can do it with mercy and charity, or we can do it with fear and trembling. I invite us, yes, to be charitable, yes, to take measures to not spread illness to one another, but to remember the greatest illness that afflicts all of us is sin. As we seek to not spread a physical infection, we need to be very careful not to spread a spiritual infection, the one that's even more deadly to our souls than this particular virus. So let us be charitable. Let us practice the works of mercy. Let us take prudent measures. But let us love one another. Let us grant peace to one another. Let us call one another. Reach out in various forms of telecommunication. But always with these words that Jesus taught us. Peace be with you. Those words that dispel fear, those words that bring a relief to the misery and pain of sin. But we can be like Doubting Thomas in today's gospel. We can hear these words, we can see that gaze of Jesus in the Divine Mercy image, and we can be like St. Thomas, and we can doubt. We can want proof. Is it really true, Lord? Do you really want to be merciful to me? Do you really want to forgive me of my sins? Those ways that I abandoned you on the cross? You see, so much of St. Thomas's doubt has nothing to do with Jesus. It has to do with himself. Remember what happened when Thomas last was in Jesus' presence before the resurrection. Thomas abandoned him. He left him. Thomas is ashamed. Thomas's doubt is based less in a doubt of Jesus, and it's more a doubt of himself. Can I be who you created me to be, Jesus? You formed me for so long, and yet I abandoned you. I sinned against you, and yet you want to be merciful to me? That's what we doubt. We doubt that we can be the true self that God created each and every single one of us to be. That's the greatest doubt that plagues humanity. That is the doubt that plagues St. Thomas, and that the church invites us to reflect and meditate on this Divine Mercy Sunday. But Jesus' gaze says, yes, I believe. We can say, Jesus, I trust in you, because Jesus has said he trusts that each and every single one of us can be who he created us to be. That's why in the Divine Mercy image, we see other beautiful imagery. We see those beautiful rays that emanate from his sacred heart. Around the Divine Mercy image, there's much darkness that indicates the darkness of sin. But the light of Christ shines brilliantly, just as this Paschal candle shines brightly to dispel the darkness of sin? The mercy of God that emanates from the Sacred Heart of Jesus dispels sin in two rays. The first ray being the red ray, symbolizing the Eucharist, the precious blood. How so many hunger right now for the Eucharist. In every single Mass, I feel that longing of so many who want to receive communion. And while the act of spiritual communion prayer is a beautiful prayer, it doesn't quite satisfy that hunger. Please know that I continue. In every Mass, when I receive communion, I say, Lord, please share this. Share with those who hunger and thirst for you at this time, who hunger and thirst for the Eucharist, who hunger and thirst for your divine mercy. The Blessed Sacrament is the source of mercy that sustains us, that alleviates our misery, and I think it's one of the greatest crosses with what we're facing right now, that so many are not able to receive in the way that we wish could happen. Lord, alleviate that misery. The other ray that emanates from the heart of Jesus is the white ray. It's the ray that reminds how Jesus' side was pierced when blood and water flowed out. How at that side of Jesus we are washed clean, as Scripture tells us. The white ray reminds us of the sacrament of baptism. When we were cleansed of original sin, when we are adopted as God's beloved ones, when God said, I claim you as my own, I don't want you to be alone, I want you to be with me. You are my beloved daughter, you are my beloved son. I trust that you can be who I created you to be. I believe that God the Father looks at everyone who is baptized and sees who they can be if they choose to accept his mercy and his grace into their life. Jesus, I trust in you. And one of my favorite portions of the Divine Mercy image is Jesus' right hand. His right hand that is raised in this position. This is the gesture of mercy, the gesture of forgiveness, the gesture of absolution. Whenever I am about to give absolution in the sacrament of confession of reconciliation, this is how that gesture begins. I raise my hand in this position and say, I absolve you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, with other words that come before that. And someone experiences God's mercy, God's forgiveness of their sins. They are washed away in that ocean of his divine mercy. All someone has to do is say, Lord, I acknowledge my sins, I confess them before you, and I let you take them from me. I realize how my sins have made me miserable, and I don't want to be miserable anymore. Take my misery from me, take my sins from me, forgive me. And Jesus will. In today's gospel, we hear of how Jesus instituted this sacrament of divine mercy, the sacrament of confession of reconciliation, when he breathed upon his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Those sins are forgiven them. While I know that it is not possible for many to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, it is possible to receive the sacrament of confession of reconciliation, brothers and sisters. Here at St. Albert the Great, we are doing confession by appointment. Someone can go to our website and can sign up via Sign Up Genius. They can drive their car through the driveway area that we have by the church. No risk of any infection, of spreading anything. But God's mercy will be spread. Your sins will be alleviated. Your misery will be reduced. And if you can't come to us, we're going to come to you. We also have drive-by confession, where you can enter your address and a time, sign up again. So please know these are all by sign-ups on the webpage, okay? And we'll come to you. Because Jesus' feet in the divine mercy image are active, one foot in front of the other. Because Jesus doesn't wait. He's not passive in giving his mercy. He's active in giving his mercy. That's why the feet are indicated in that way. Jesus doesn't want to wait. He's eager to give mercy. And so Father Pieg and I are eager to share God's mercy with you as well, especially through that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation of confession. But please remember, we are not the only instruments of divine mercy. Yes, priests have been given by the grace of our holy orders many beautiful ways to share God's divine mercy. But everyone, by virtue of their baptism and by the other sacraments you have received, can also be instruments of God's divine mercy. I can't relieve all the misery in the world by myself, thanks be to God. Otherwise, I'd be God. It'd be exhausting. Please, hear the call of the Holy Spirit. Exercise your baptismal priesthood. When God points out to you someone whose misery, relieve their misery, whether it be in word, whether it be in action, whether it be in a smile. There is much you can do, even in your home. A telephone call can relieve misery. A video chat can relieve misery. A snail mail, an email, whatever it might be. There are so many ways to relieve people's misery at this time. Listen and don't doubt. Here at St. Albert the Great, we're seeking to start something called Project Connect. We realize many feel disconnected. Many experience misery, loss. We want to share in that. We want people to know that we are connected heart to heart, even if we can't be connected physically in the same place. If you have an interest of being part of Project Connect as part of our leaders, who will be almost missionaries of mercy to those that are needing it, you can email Father Pieg or myself. We'll be happy to give you more information. But we need volunteers who will help us to reach out by telephone, by mail, by whatever means that we can think of. Even if we can't do it face to face, there are so many ways to connect with one another, and that is the purpose of Project Connect, to alleviate one of those greatest miseries, the misery of disconnection that so many are experiencing. The church is open, brothers and sisters. It's not open in the way we're used to. It's open in a different way. It's open in our homes. It's open in our places of work. But most of all, it's open in our hearts. If we allow God's mercy to come upon us, to relieve us of our sins, to relieve us of what makes us miserable, then we can be instruments of mercy to one another. All we have to do is pray, Jesus, I trust in you.
And now let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The risen Lord appeared to his disciples with a gift of peace. Mercifully, he strengthened what was lacking in their faith. With peace, the Lord appears to us as we implore his aid during this time of crisis.
That this microscopically minute organism, unable to be faced by any lavishly funded military, either by air, land, or sea, the coronavirus, be completely eradicated from the face of the earth by the only power who can, the Prince of Life, Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the true heroes of this pandemic, the healthcare professionals, their assistants, and other workers essential for patient care, that they may get adequate supplies of personal protective equipment necessary for them to maintain their health and safety as they unselfishly take care of the sick, the vulnerable, and the infirmed. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who are ill may experience the healing power of Christ, and that those who have died may have their sins forgiven through God's grace and mercy and share fully in the promise of the resurrection. We also pray for those devoted to the service of their brothers and sisters and all those who care for the poor, the elderly, the sick, and the strangers. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That all scientists and researchers who are working to discover a vaccine or other medications to work against COVID-19 will be guided by the Holy Spirit in their undertakings so that their endeavors will succeed to conquer the disease that will eventually restore our communities to wholeness and health. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For Pope Francis, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, Bishop Joe, Father Charlie, Father Piega, Deacon David, Deacon Jose, Deacon Fook, and Deacon Dan, all priests, clergy, and religious, together with their families, be protected from the coronavirus, and that they may experience continued strength, reflect the mercy of God in their ministry, and proclaim Christ's mercy to the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For leaders of all cities, municipalities, states, and countries, that they may be enlightened by the Holy Spirit, who will guide them to heed suggestions of infectious disease experts in taking actions related to resuming daily activities, and that they may always choose life first as a guide on the long road to normalcy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That on this Divine Mercy Sunday, the Church will rededicate herself to living and proclaiming Christ's mercy, that through the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit, we may grow in our trust of the risen Jesus, who offers forgiveness and hope for the future. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all parishioners of St. Albert the Great, and for all of us present here today who need physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual healing, most especially for the complete healing of Father Hector Vega, Gail and Vivian Duffin, Raul Centeno, Sandra Brewer, Maria Lundgaard, and Orn Vong. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Loving Father, your Son showed us how to be merciful. Help us to be merciful to all whom we encounter in our day-to-day life. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
This time we would normally have the offertory. Know that if you wish to help support us, we still need that financial support. And you can do so in the following ways. One way is to go to the St. Albert the Great homepage, and one can make an electronic gift that way. One can also do our text to give, and we have information on how to do that text to give on the St. Albert the Great homepage. One can mail in any donations to the physical address at St. Albert the Great, or one can drop off a donation by going to outside of our Palermo Center Adoration Chapel, or there's a black box that is near the Meditation Garden of St. Albert that one can go and drop off any donations as well. And especially, as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, I especially offer an invitation to be merciful to those that have lost jobs and livelihood. Our Society of St. Vincent de Paul has been reporting to me that they have almost 100% increase of the amount of requests they get per week versus what they had before all this began. And all the other charities, Catholic Charities, and other charitable organizations I hear from say the same. So especially, I would invite on this Divine Mercy Sunday to offer relief to those who are miserable because of a loss of finances. So one can donate to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul in our electronic giving, or also one can go to Catholic Charities of Central Texas, and they too are in need of donations. Let us together realize we can make a difference and we can bring relief to those who are experiencing that type of financial misery. Sorry, I forgot a special prayer I'm supposed to do today. So we'll be praying the prayer for protection in time of pandemic that's from the Knights of Columbus. O Mary, you always brighten our path as a sign of salvation and of hope. We entrust ourselves to you, health the sick, who at the cross took part in Jesus' pain while remaining steadfast in faith. O loving Mother, you know what we need, and we are confident you will provide for us as at Cana in Galilee. Intercede for us with your Son, Jesus, the divine physician, for those who have fallen ill, for those who are vulnerable, and for those who have died. Intercede also for those charged with protecting the health and safety of others, and for those who are tending to the sick and seeking a cure. Help us, O Mother of divine love, to conform to the will of the Father, and to do as we are told by Jesus, who took upon himself our sufferings and carried our sorrows, so as to lead us through the cross to the glory of the resurrection. Amen. Under thy protection we seek refuge, O Holy Mother of God, and our needs despise not our petitions, but deliver us always from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin,
bless you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Bless you, Lord God of all creation, For through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, brothers and sisters, and my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept your sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for good and the good of all his church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the oblations of your people, that renewed by confession of your name and by baptism, they may attain unending happiness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all to laud you yet more gloriously. When Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, for he is the true Lamb, who has taken away the sins of the world, and by dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deum Sabaoth, plenitum caelia terra, gloria tua, hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit et Domine Domini, hosanna in excelsis.
To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Joe, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you the sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. Bring them. And blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, which we make to you also for those to whom you have been pleased to give the new birth of water and the Holy Spirit, granting them forgiveness of all their sins, order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation,
and count him in the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands. And with eyes raised to heaven, to your God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we are servants and your holy people, offered to your glorious majesty from the gifts you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants, who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who, those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him. him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and form by divine teaching, we dare to sing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
This time we'll be offering an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you are already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. We now have a moment of silence to pray especially for the end of this pandemic, for the relief of all the misery of so many are experiencing.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that our reception of this Paschal sacrament may have a continuing effect in our minds and hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Invite you. Thank you all for joining us for this celebration of our Divine Mercy Mass. After the final blessing and dismissal, we'll move the image of Divine Mercy that we have here in the back. We'll move it in front of the camera so that you can see it better, and we'll have an opportunity to venerate the Divine Mercy image. We also are blessed to have a first-class relic of St. Faustina with us as well. And so what we'll be doing is placing that Divine Mercy image closer so where you can all can see to venerate. And then also replacing the first-class relic of St. Faustina in front so you can venerate the image and venerate the relic. And just know it's a special time to offer whatever petitions, whatever it is that you have in your heart, that you are seeking God's blessing, that you are seeking relief of any misery, or maybe offering that way of giving thanks to God, maybe for a blessing received.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May Almighty God bless you through today's Easter solemnity, and in his compassion defend you from every assault of sin. Amen. And may he who restores you to eternal life in the resurrection of his only begotten endow you with the price of immortality. Amen. Now that the days of the Lord's passion have drawn to a close, may you who celebrate the gladness of the Paschal feast come with Christ's help and exalting in spirit to those feasts that are celebrated in eternal joy. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.